And now it's time to talk nutrition with Anetsi. And good morning, Anetsi. Welcome to the show on this rather chilly Thursday.
Good morning, Wayne.
And Anetsi, today talking about fiber in our diet, a very, very important aspect of our diet, in fact.
Yes, so we always hear that we have to add more fiber to our diet. And, you know, I always think, but why do we have to do this? Mm. And then also, how do we get to do this? So just a little bit about fiber in general. So if we look at dietary fiber, it's also known as a carbohydrate. So if we speak about fiber, it includes the parts of plants mm-hmm. that the body can't digest or absorb. Sounds a little bit funny, but
there's a reason for it.
Yes, there's a reason for it. So this carbohydrate then is different from other nutrients such as fats or proteins or then other carbohydrates, which include starches and sugar. So proteins and fats, the body can break down and absorb these nutrients. But instead, when it comes to fiber, it passes through the stomach, the colon, and the small intestine, and then out of the body. Uh-huh. So if we have a look at the fiber types that we get, the one is soluble fiber. And what this means is that this fiber can actually dissolve in water and it forms a gel-like material in the stomach. And this basically then slows down the digestion process. So it also creates bulk in your stomach. It creates fullness in your stomach. So we will get to some of the benefits of that. But just some examples then of the soluble fiber is things like oats, apple, pear, bananas, avo, psyllium husk, even barley, and then the bean family. So that's just quickly a little bit about soluble. And then the insoluble fiber, on the other hand, this cannot dissolve in water at all. So it supports movement of material through your digestive system and creates bulk in your gut. So very, very helpful, obviously, for constipation, but I'll get into the detail a little bit later. And then just if we have a look at some of the sources of insoluble fiber, that's more your whole wheat type products. So whole wheat bread, brands, brown rice, seeds, and then skins of your pears and apples. And also then if we think about cauliflower, broccoli, green beans, that sort of vegetables would contain insoluble fiber. So in general, we aim for about 30 grams of fiber in a day. And I will, in the end, I will just give some few tips how you can quickly get to 30 grams. Because I think if you start counting all your beans and your cauliflower and your broccoli, it might become a lengthy process. But then just some of the benefits of fiber and why it's important for us. So it can help to lower the risk of various conditions. So if we think about fiber, it's got a beneficial role when it comes to your gut microbiome. And it helps with an anti-inflammatory effect and can help alleviate chronic diseases of inflammation. So a simple thing like heart disease, diabetes, even if we think about something like diverticulitis, really, really preventative and anti-inflammatory if we get it right to increase fiber in our diet. So just to explain a little bit, if we speak about heart disease, how it can help. So soluble fiber basically attracts water in the gut and it helps to form a gel and it slows down the digestion process. So this then prevents your blood glucose from rising. It can also help with weight control. It can help with a prevention of diabetes. And then diabetes on its own is it's quite a great risk for heart disease. So if we almost have good dietary habits, we can prevent diseases of lifestyle. And by including fiber, it's really beneficial in this way. So, and then when it comes to cholesterol, what soluble fiber does, it can actually reduce the amount of cholesterol in the body by interfering with your bile acid production. So then the body can make use of natural cholesterol then to use for bile acid formation. And that's the sort of the process of how your body can then decrease cholesterol if you increase the amount of soluble fiber in your diet. And then, as I mentioned earlier, it helps with the prevention of stuff like metabolic syndrome. It can help decrease blood pressure and also help to control your insulin levels, decrease your triglyceride levels, which is obviously part of your cholesterol profile. And also, if we look at a low HDL, which is our good cholesterol, by having more fiber, we can actually swap it around. We can actually increase your HDL and decrease your LDL cholesterol, which is your bad cholesterol.
Okay.
And then in terms of diabetes, if we look at type 2 diabetes, if we have low fiber diets, we can actually increase our risk for developing type 2 diabetes. So there's lots of studies that found that if we have a low fiber diet, and if you think about if you consume a lot of carbohydrate but your fiber content is low, automatically it would mean that you will have increase in refined carbohydrates, which is obviously all your white flour type of derivatives. And we know that that increases your risk for type 2 diabetes because our pancreas produces more insulin, and that then gives you the risk for an increase of type 2 diabetes. And then studies has also found that the increase of fiber with whole grains then is directly linked to reducing your risk of diabetes. And then easy sources of fibers would be brown rice, whole grains, rye, wheat bran, barley, and then obviously an overall increase of your fruits and vegetables. And in general, if we look at other diseases like, for instance, cancers, there's lots of protective properties from including fiber in our diet, especially increasing high fiber in the prevention of some stuff like colorectal cancer, breast cancer. So there's studies to support that we can actually reduce our risk for these diseases if we increase the amount of fiber in our diet. And then other reason why, obviously, if you are the person that suffer of constipation, a good reason to increase your soluble and insoluble fiber content. So it doesn't really matter. They both work together to create a healthy gut. And with that, very important to increase your water intake, also increase your amount of activity to get the movement in your gut. And if you perhaps suffer from stuff like constipation or irritable bowel, diverticulitis, or any of these things, always a good idea to increase your probiotic intake, because this then makes sure that we've got a good balance of healthy bacteria in our guts that prevents, whether it's constipation, diarrhea, just to get that gut microbiome in a healthy condition. So that we can then have a healthy gut. This is quite a lot of information. And I thought, if I have to break it down to make it easy to sort of almost like a 1-2-3 step out to get to 30 grams of fiber, my easy tips would be to start your day with something like a high fiber cereal. So any type of this is an instant cereal, but many of them got a lot of fiber. If we look at the 40 gram portion of high fiber cereals, we can get 11 grams of fiber just by that 40 grams of bran that we are consuming in the morning. So really, if you are in a rush and you it's hard and we all sort of live a busy life, but that's the easy way to get 11 grams of fiber in. So then we only have to look for the other 20 grams throughout the day.
Throughout the rest of the day.
So then with your snacks, you can, easy thing is like have an apple at 10 o'clock, have an apple at 4 o'clock. We get that soluble fiber from the apple skin. Mm-hmm. And then dinner time, if it's a rice or a pasta, we can replace it with things like whole wheat pasta or brown rice. And also the legume family, if we think about baked beans, butter beans, lentils, split peas, very good source of fiber. Also a complex carbohydrate helps with the absorption of all of those bad cholesterol molecules, and the body can get rid of it in the process that I explained. And then also if you snack, instead of having a cracker bread, maybe swap it out for a Ryvita or a Provita biscuit that's rich in fiber. And the other thing is, if you maybe have a cooked meal and you want to thicken a sauce, or you want to sort of hide fiber so that the family don't know about it, you can crush some flax seeds and you can actually put it into your sauce. It will thicken the sauce. It will add fiber to your meal, and nobody would really know that mom
added fiber.
Yes, added fiber somewhere in the meal. So those are just a few easy tips that we can use to create and increase fiber in our diet.
Okay, so it's basically it's sort of designed to clean your system. You know, that's what fiber does. And you mentioned at the beginning that some of the fibers don't actually get digested at all. So obviously that just works through your system and cleans everything out as it goes along.
Yes, so it creates the movement in the gut and actually helps to get rid of sort of those unwanted things in our gut that we don't want there. So it's literally like scrubbing.
like a brush.
Yes.
Okay, so, you know. Just quickly, sorry, Anetsi, breakfast cereals. Do all breakfast cereals have fiber in it, or is it just certain types of breakfast cereals?
If we look at instant breakfast cereals, the majority of them contains fiber, which they add into the product, but the quantity definitely differs. So it's important to read the label. I would definitely suggest to read the label. But from my experience, the ones that says high fiber brand in general, they really contain quite a bit of fiber. You can get anything from 9 to 11 grams in 40 grams of cereal, which is... That 40 grams of cereal is about 25 grams of carbohydrate. So it's almost not, it's not even two slices of bread's amount of carbohydrate. So, I mean, if you're a male, you can probably increase your portion to about 50 grams of that, which will give you a good 15 grams of fiber, which is half your fiber intake for the day already. So I really think if you're battling with fiber intake, or maybe regular meals or fruits or vegetables, it wouldn't be a bad idea to have some high fiber bran and then drink some water throughout the day, or even have some black tea or something like that. It would be a good base if you battle. It would be a good base. Yeah.
Okay. No. Interesting. Yes. And such a, shall we say, relatively simple way to just maintain your health or aspects of your health.
Yes, it's a very simple way. And then obviously oats is also a good source, but I think in terms of portion size, the amount of fiber that you will get, high fiber bran is a good option.
Okay.
And I'm just thinking if you maybe have that with plain yogurt, which contains quite a bit of natural bifidobacteria, it's really a gut healthy breakfast to have, and it's easy. It's not something that's complicated.
It's really quick and easy. In the morning when it's mad rush and getting ready to go out, you want something simple.
Yes. And it will keep you full for quite a while. So it would probably be able to take you all the way to lunch without having something again.
Okay.
So I'm thinking about weight and maybe you want to decrease the amount of food that you consume, it would be a good start to your day.
Because it fills you up and makes you feel full.
It fills you up. For sure.
Radio. Yes. Well, most interesting. And fiber, one of those sort of hidden allies that we have, that we just need to eat enough of the right foods. And Netsi, if anybody is wanting to maybe find out more about what you do and get advice and guidance on nutrition, how do they get in touch?
More than welcome to contact me on 084-609-3989, or they can find me on Instagram at Unetsi.
Great. Unetsi, thank you very much. Have a fiber-filled week.
Thank you so much, Ryan.
Cheerio then. Thanks a lot. That's Unetsi with today's Nutrition Chat.